Finally, some positivity on offense.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Finally, it's taken almost the whole spring, but we're finally getting maybe a light at the end of the tunnel on offense. Referred to yesterday as some aha moments from the scrimmage. Really good to hear. We're going to dive into that. We're going to talk about a couple of freshman standouts that we predicted the day prior. With Zach Blackerby, and then we got some details on our barn tailgate on Saturday. It's going to be really fun. Before we do that, we're going to jump in. Before we jump in, we got to give a quick shout-out to Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. If you want help with your retirement, investments, or Social Security, go to Calendly.com/Ford Stokes, and you can book a free consultation directly into his calendar. It's complimentary for all barn listeners. Tell him we sent you, tell him War Eagle, and hey, you may be able to tell him in person this weekend because he is ponying up. He is the man for the barn tailgate. So stay tuned for details on that. So yesterday, after the scrimmage, obviously we talked with Alex Golish, and I think we finally heard what we've been wanting to hear. It's not so much that we want to hear that the offense is torching the defense and Byron Brown's throwing 10 touchdowns and Jeremiah Cobb's running for 300 or 400 yards, because obviously then you're like, okay, what's going on with the defense? It's just been so lopsided that we've been concerned, because it's literally been so lopsided every single year, it seems like, the past 5 years. So I understand PTSD and scar tissue. You start hearing that, and you're like, oh, my God, here we go again. Probably an offensive line issue. Probably the quarterback's not that good, and so on and so forth. It lets your mind start racing and coming up with all kinds of negative scenarios. But yesterday, the term used were aha moments, and he says there's a point in every season, every year, sometimes it's early, sometimes it's late, where an offense or the offense starts having those aha moments. And I'm trying to draw all the conclusions on what he said, what he meant, and then what we've heard about the big struggles from the offense thus far. And what it sounds like yesterday, number one, they practiced a lot of second long and third long. So what does that tell you? They haven't been very good on first down. And coincidentally, he somewhat mentioned that yesterday, and he said that once we do have success on first down, they did a lot of drive starter type things to get the drive going. Once you do have that success, then you start having those aha moments of why the tempo works. Who do we have the advantage on? From an offensive line perspective, okay, I can go crush this guy now. We're able to go lean on him because we got him on their heels a little bit. From a wide receiver perspective, okay, I can tell now they don't have enough time to dial up anything exotic. They're in their base package. Now I know I have these options. From a quarterback perspective, it's the same thing. All right, now we got them on their heels. Now it's probably hard for them to try and trick me. They're going to have to go super base. So I know I got this, and this. It doesn't need to be the fact that we have, again, all those yards. Don't need to hear all that. Just need to hear that, hey, it feels like the lights, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. It feels like we're taking some steps in the right direction. And I think from an Auburn fan perspective, going into A-Day this deep into spring, that's exactly what you want to hear. He said, hey, we've had this happen in the fall. We've had this aha moment, you know, sooner. We've had it later. Getting it right now is big. There was something else that he mentioned, particularly about the offense, and he was talking about Byram and just how far along he is and how far along the offense is with him being in his, I guess, fourth year in this system that I thought was really intriguing and harkens back to a lot of the stuff that we heard last year and the way they're and why the way they're doing it this year is so important. So he said, when he's talking about Byram, he said that he's never had an offense fully installed at this point in time, so much so that you even have a lot of the checks in. So like Byram at this point in time pretty much has the full reign of the offense already. Like it's not base everything in spring. It's not like at this point in time, it's not really like team building like your spring typically is. It's almost as if you're season ready as far as ready to start going in and playing Baylor. Think about this, okay? How are you able to put in – why do you put in checks? Why do you put in checks from your original play? Because your defense is giving you a hard time. The defense can do some certain things, and you have to be able to maneuver when the particular play that's called, the defense has a look that play's just not going to work, okay? So you get where I'm going with this? The only way you're able to have checks in at this point in time is if the defense is making it hard on you. If you're taking it easy on the offense to give them some wins, you know, and I put wins in quotation marks. If you're taking it easy on them, now when you get to fall, you essentially are starting from ground zero. And we're at this point in time, like going into A-Day, where we probably have a vast majority of the offense installed, so much so that we even have checks and audibles. So, with all that being said, now when fall camp kicks off, you're ready to game plan for against Baylor day one. You're ready to start the process day one. A lot of teams, like, you have spring and you're kind of just feeling things out. You're just feeling guys out. You're seeing about where guys can go. And, you know, you just want to get an idea. You want to get an idea of what kind of team you have. And then, you know, you go through summer workouts. And then when you get to camp is when you really start installing everything, really start getting much more than just your base packages on both sides of the ball. It sounds like now you're going to walk into fall practice ready to run day one, ready to go day one. That's a huge advantage. That's why you don't take it easy. And I am talking to myself, okay? Because I had somewhat convinced myself that it made a little bit of sense because, look, the offense is trying to install their offense. The defense knows all their plays. They see them every day and so on and so forth. So maybe it's okay to not go like super exotic. But I was way wrong because going super exotic gives the opportunity for the offense to start building towards the season. And you really can only do that when you have a quarterback like Byram Brown who's been in the system for so long and he's able to absorb all that offensive information and kind of relate it back to what they did last year, year before, and so on and so forth. It's vitally important to make practice hard. And Alex Golish has done that, and now you're at the point where you're going to be able to walk into a fall camp and put the pedal down and go forward. And I love that. That was a little nugget from yesterday that really hit hard with me. That was my aha moment where I could look in the mirror and say, you're a dummy. You're a dummy for ever falling for that. And I know a lot of you didn't fall for it, so kudos to you for not falling for it. I did, okay? I think I was just so bought into that roster last year. I just knew they had to be good, and you know, whatever they said, I just swallowed it and moved on. Okay. We're going to talk about some freshman standouts. Some freshman standouts from yesterday that were called out specifically. A couple of them we kind of predicted on Locked On Auburn the day prior, so that's kind of cool to see. We're going to talk about that in just a second. But before we do that, let's give a quick shout-out to Precision, Tune, Auto Care, and Opelika, where car care meets hospitality. It's not about getting everything out of you the first visit. It's not about forcing an air filter on you, forcing a belt, forcing a hose, all that stuff, because they may never see you again. No, it's about the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and beyond visit. It's about the relationship. They're really taking auto hospitality to heart, and you can feel it when you're there. You're not going in thinking you're about to drop $1,000. You're just going in there thinking they're going to tell me, they're going to be honest with me and tell me exactly what's going on, and they're going to tell me how serious it is. So you need to show them some love. Go to, it's off Pepperell Parkway and Veterans, locally owned and operated. Show them some love. It's Precision Tune Auto Care, or as Brad called it, PTAC, which I love. Go to PTAC. And then look, we're starting this movement, and I think everybody needs to be a part of it. Buy Auburn. Go to buyauburn.com. Do business with Auburn people everywhere. Man, we've got a lot of signups so far in the first week. Everything from if you're a student in Auburn and you get into some legal issue, we got an attorney. If you're looking for antler boost deer feed, hey, we got you covered. If you're looking for, let's say, hey, you're looking for heavy equipment rental in East Alabama, we got you covered. If you need an insurance agent, we got everything, man. We got everything, and we want to take it nationwide. So go to buyauburn.com today. If you're a business, sign up. If you're a customer, get on there and go start supporting Auburn businesses. We'll be back right after this. All right, let's talk about freshman standouts. Zach and I picked out, I think, four, and at least three of them were called out. We picked out four. I can't remember his fourth. I know we picked out Tristan Tia, Deshaun Spencer, and Brian Williams Jr. All three were called out. All three had a big scrimmage. As a matter of fact, Brian was the first person that Golish mentioned. I think he said that he's had some really high highs, and he's also had some lows. And there's the next step with him is becoming more consistent. You know, not having the big ups and the big downs, but let's have the big ups and then just be a little bit more level across the board. He even said, I think he could possibly help us this year. I think he made a big catch yesterday, at least one or two big catches on the perimeter, some big explosives. I'm telling you, he's got things the other wide receivers don't have. I mean, right off the bat, he's 6'4". Okay, and there is nobody that's that long out there. He can move really well and not necessarily run like a dude that's 6'4". Super smooth. I think smooth is the word that everybody asks. That's what they use to describe him. So really cool to hear that from him. Deshaun Spencer also was a guy that we mentioned, and Golish specifically called him out. I think he had a touchdown. I saw a couple reports, one from Jason Caldwell and a couple from other places where he had a touchdown yesterday. I believe he burnt Jacoby Matthews on a touchdown. Christian Neptune has had some sort of shoulder injury. I'm assuming shoulder, because when Golish mentioned that he was going to be out of A-Day, he pointed to his – he had a procedure, and he kind of pointed to his shoulder. So I'm assuming that was just sort of like a, you know, natural reaction, talking about what's going on with him. So that's allowed Deshaun to kind of creep up into the action. And he's even rotated some in with the ones. I mean, we've seen it. We've seen it at practice where he's actually had some reps with the ones. So Golish mentioned, you know, he's played really high-level – high school football. So his learning curve or his on-ramp time or rev-up time is a lot shorter than most. If they come in with that same mindset that they had when they were playing high school football, and he seems to have embraced that. And again, early enrollee, and he's already talking about being helping us this year. That's what he said about Brian Williams Jr. and Deshaun Spencer. Help us this year is what he said. That doesn't sound like red shirt. That doesn't sound like, you know, sit on the end of the bench. That sounds like they could factor into this rotation. He mentioned a lot, essentially every single wide receiver, but those were two of the ones that he mentioned first. And then also it sounds like Tristan Tia had a big day yesterday too. It's not so much about where he is for Tia this year. It's not so much about where he is on the depth chart. If he's the number two guy, okay? The story around him is not so much about him being the number two guy. The story is about him earning enough this year to be the guy next year. What can he do this year? How far can he progress this year in that number two role to avoid having to dip into the portal, to avoid whatever, to where you just say, here you go, man. Here's the ball. You run with it next year. That is his journey this year. And if it sounds like, I'm not to the point where I'm going to say it sounds like that he's 100% going to be the guy next year, but it sounds like he has progressed to the point where we're taking a look at it. He's got our attention. He's doing the right things. He looks good with the offense. He throws the ball really well. I think he's a little more athletic than they expected. Again, not there yet, but everything he's done up until this point is putting him in the conversation of possibly being the guy next year. So that'll be really fun to watch throughout the year. Those three quote-unquote freshman standouts. I know T is a redshirt freshman. Don't shoot me. Don't argue with me. I mean, I understand that. But those were three that we called out, and those were three that were talked about yesterday as standouts. So good stuff. Good stuff. Exactly what we needed to hear from a fan perspective from, you know, that offense. Really, really needed to hear that. All right, let's talk about A-Day. All right, so again, I mentioned Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. Reached out, and he's like, hey, I want to do a barn tailgate, and, you know, I'm going to take care of it. I want y'all to get it out there, get everybody there, and let's have fun. Let's celebrate all you guys that listen every day and have a spot where we can all hang out before and maybe even after the scrimmage. We're going to be there. This is a map of where we're going to be. So if you know anything about the Auburn tailgate space, like this is on the campus. It's called the Campus Green. So you got the Student Center right here to the right. You got the transit bus stop right above you. And then you got the stadium, east side of the stadium right there. So we're going to be right there in the big square tent there in the bottom right. We're going to have refreshments. We'll have some snacks and stuff like that. We've got chairs. So y'all come hang, and I'd love to meet every one of you in person. We're going to all try to be there. I'll be there probably a little bit before 11. Ford will be there a little bit before 11. I know Hunter Bussey's wanting to come by. Graham McLean's wanting to come by. Daryl Dapprich, Zach Blackerby, all the gang should be there at some point in time. So we would love – I know a lot of you have been asking. This is going to be fun. This is going to be fun. So make sure you're there. Again, it's going to be super laid back. We're going to hang out. We're going to go into the game, and then we'll come back and maybe hang out a little bit after as well. So doing that for you guys, make sure if you stop by, make sure you dap up Ford Stokes and tell him thank you, because obviously he's the main reason we're doing this. So great dude. And again, if you need any financial help, financial planning, he's definitely your guy. So, guys, thank you all for listening. Finally got some good news on the offense, and I think that sets the tone for the rest of spring. We're going to be at practice tomorrow, so we'll get a little bit of a window there, and then it's A-Day, and then that's it, and then it's talking season, which is going to be a blast. Guys, thanks for listening. We'll talk again tomorrow. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast by Auburn. Stay button.
Thanks for listening and drive home safely.